And now it's time for the star of our little show, Britain's answer to Duane Eddy, the magnificent, the sensational, the fabulous, Johnny Guitar.
This is Spencer Lee, and I'm proud to present a very special programme, The Unreleased Merseybeat. For the next 55 minutes, I'm going to be playing you records from the Merseybeat era, but none of them were ever released. Most of them are very good indeed, and what you'll hear is a mixture of concert performances, rehearsal tapes, and leftovers from recording sessions. It baffles me as to why many of them weren't released at the time. By my reckoning, there's about 6 hit singles here, and even a number one. Now, you may wonder how I came by this hoard of goodies. Well, I asked one musician after another what he'd got in his attic. I'd no idea I'd amassed such an extraordinary collection. So, during the next hour, you're going to be hearing from many of the top Merseyside bands, including The Foremost, The Merseybeats, Earl Preston and the TTs, Scaffold and The Undertakers, and I've got some real surprises that I'm keeping up my sleeve for the moment. The show began with the late Rory Storm introducing Johnny Guitar on his version of Green Onions. Rory was the greatest showman on Merseyside. He'd do anything to attract attention, which included leaping onto pianos and jumping off balconies. Rory Storm and the Hurricanes made very few records, but here they are with an unreleased track called Lend Me Your Comb. Rory used to put his huge blonde quiff into place with a few strokes from a large comb.
Honey, buddy, damn, buddy, damn. Time has come to run, honey, buddy. Sugar, bugger, it's a
delay, just wait a lie. Spread my tie, let me all go on. We've got to go home.
The time has come to run, honey, honey. Sugar, sugar bugger, it's a
delay. Just wait a lie. Break my dial in your phone.
We've got to go home.
Rory Storm and the Hurricanes from 1965 with Lend Me Your Comb. Rory Storm and the Hurricanes were one of the first bands on Merseyside, but they started out playing skiffle. King Size Taylor and the Dominoes were playing rock and roll from the word go. I can prove this because the band made private recordings in both 1957 and 1958. They were made at the home of one of the group members, and, to get the balance right, the group played in the lounge while the drummer played from the top of the stairs. Despite these primitive conditions, the recordings worked out very well, and they represent the first recordings by a Merseybeat group. Here, then, is King Size Taylor and the Dominoes from 1958 with Chuck Berry's song Roll Over Beethoven.
Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hit again today.
that performance by King Size Taylor and the Dominoes is 25 years old. Teddy Taylor's now a butcher in Hillside, so we swapped beat for meat. And if you're going into his shop, do say that you heard him on the radio. He's got a great voice, and to me, he's the great unsung hero of the Merseybeat era. King Size Taylor and the Dominoes were one of the first beat groups on Merseyside, and one of the first groups to write their own material was Earl Preston and the TTs. Earl Preston even told Paul McCartney that he should think about writing songs. Here's an unreleased record from Earl Preston and the TTs, and it's one of their own compositions, Back Again to Me.
You know I still think of you. That's why I feel so blue. When will you come back again to me? When I awake out of bed, you are always on my mind. When will you come back again to me? Back again to me. Oh yeah, you know I.
Earl Preston and the TTs with one of their own compositions, Back Again to Me. Earl Preston's no longer in the business, though he still lives on Merseyside, but one of the TTs, Cy Tucker, still performs as Cy Tucker and the Friars, and the drummer, Richie Galvin, is now a member of the country band Western Union. I love the way in which young Liverpool lads gave themselves outlandish names. George Spruce became Earl Preston, Thomas Thornton, Cy Tucker, and Richard Hughes, Richie Galvin. Brian Tarr became Denny Satan, and Denny Satan and the Sabres were one of the most popular bands in Liverpool, although they never expanded that to national success. They made the charts for just 1 week with The Way You Look Tonight, and here's a track that they recorded around the same time. House of Bamboo was scheduled as a single, but then the record label changed its mind and it got left on a shelf. Until now, that is. Denny Satan and the Sabres from 1964 with The House of Bamboo. Denny Satan and the Sabres with House of Bamboo, another unreleased track from the Merseybeat era. The Beatles were undoubtedly the top Merseyside group, and a few tracks of theirs are still awaiting release, such as Leave My Kitten Alone and their version of How Do You Do It. However, even more interesting are the songs that they recorded for their BBC radio shows. They sang a lot of songs that they never put on record, such as Soldier of Love. Soldier of Love is an American song that was recorded by Arthur Alexander, who made the original version of Anna Go to Him, which the Beatles included on their first LP. Like Anna Go to Him, John Lennon takes the lead vocal. Here then, from July 1963 and the BBC radio programme Pop Go the Beatles, here are the Beatles with their unreleased version of Soldier of Love. The Beatles and Soldier of Love, and you'll hear another unreleased version of that song, this time by the Merseybeats, later in the programme. One of the most popular songs with the Liverpool beat groups was The Hippie Hippie Shake. The Swinging Blue Jeans took it to the top of the charts, and perhaps that prevented the Beatles from recording it themselves. However, they did perform Hippie Hippie Shake on Pop Go the Beatles, so here's another song from July 1963, The Beatles and their version of Hippie Hippie Shake. Paul McCartney leading the Beatles on their version of Hippie Hippie Shake. Hippie Hippie Shake was a big hit for the swinging Blue Jeans, and I'm happy to say that I've got several unreleased tracks by the band. Here's a super track from the mid-60s called Keep Me Warm Till the Sun Shines. The song was written by Jimmy Campbell of the Liverpool group The Kirbys, and the record was produced by Paddy Chambers, who at different times has been a member of Farron's Flamingos, The Big Three, and The Escorts. I love this track, and I can't understand why a record company didn't release it. The Swinging Blue Jeans and Keep Me Warm Till the Sun Shines. Isn't that a tremendous track? The Swinging Blue Jeans and Keep Me Warm Till the Sun Shines. The Blue Jeans are still a very good rock and roll band, and amazingly, they can't get their records released. Here's a brand new track by the Swinging Blue Jeans called I'm an Old Rock and Roller, and it was written by Mickey Jupp. Why isn't any record company interested in this? It's a great track.
Can't do it, I'm too old and way out of touch. I don't play guitar, I use it as a crutch. And as for my singing, it ain't up to much. Can't do it, I'm too old, it ain't my scene. I ain't done this thing since I was 17. But the man said, do it or you don't get a beat. And so I'll do it till I'm blue in the face. Sing or play guitar and jump all over the place. Sing some heavy lyrics in the turn of my shoe. I know it, you know it, that I'm pissed as you get. I'm backstage drinking, watching the clock. I'm an old rock and roller, and I'm too old to fall. Yeah, I do it, love that, guarantee. Back in 61, but seeing as I'm here, well, the show must go on. So I'll do it till I'm blue in the face. Sing or play guitar and jump all over the place. Sing some heavy lyrics and they call us to bed. The trouble with me, I just don't know when to quit. I forget I'm ready to.
swinging blue jeans with I'm an old rock and roller. And now for someone who is an old rock and roller, Gus Travis. Gus Travis and the Midnighters have been performing on Merseyside for the last 25 years, and yet Gus has never made a record. Fortunately, one of their live performances from 1965 was taped, and we're going to hear Gus Crazy Legs Travis with his version of an Elvis Presley song, Love Me. You'll notice the audience reaction. Those crazy legs are working hard.
Like a fool dreaming me a fool. Love me. Read my paper heart.
Tell me what about love me.
Well, I'll go,
darling, I'll be home.
Lonely, could I be sad blue?
Could I have you, dear?
Hold me, come on, baby. Then I will make a seal. Oh,
yes,
and yes, to feel.
Just to feel.
Oh,
it's right there, baby.
I'll be home, so lonely, will I be sent blue?
Can I have you, dear?
Hold me, this will be sad in a minute, go on. Will I make a steal away? So lonely. Hey, get on my knees.
Well, all I ask you, please, please, love me.
That's Crazy Legs Travis and the Midnighters from 1965 and an Elvis Presley song, Love Me. And let's move to another song from the rock and roll era, Little Richard's Tutti Frutti. This is from a rehearsal tape made by the Denisons in 1962. The Denisons made the charts with Come On Be My Girl and Walking the Dog, but you're going to hear them before they made any records. Incidentally, their drummer was Clive Hornby, who now plays Jack Sugden in Emmerdale Farm. He was only 17 when they made this, The Denisons and Tutti Frutti.
I'm gonna
The Denisons in rehearsal in 1962 with Tutti Frutti. The Denisons were one of the youngest groups on Merseyside, and the same applies to the Merseybeats. Billy Kinsley was only 16 when they made the charts with their first record, It's Love That Really Counts. The Merseybeats had further hits with I Think of You, Don't Turn Around, and Wishing and Hoping. And you're going to hear a song that they wanted to release as a single, but their record company, Fontana, said no. Fontana made a big mistake, I think, as Soldier of Love would surely have stormed up the charts. Merseybeats with Soldier of Love, and let's hope that gets released someday. When the Merseybeats split up early in 1966, Tony Crane and Billy Kinsley worked together as the Merseys. They made the top 10 with Sorrow, but I think they could have topped the charts with Nothing Could Change This Love. It's a Sam Cooke song with a similar feel to Bring It On Home to Me, and I can't understand why their record company didn't release it. See what you think.
If I go home, miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day, 'cause honey, nothing could ever change this love I have for you. If you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back I'd just say, welcome home, 'cause honey, nothing could ever change this love I have for you. You're the apple of my eye, my cherry pie. Oh yeah, your cake and ice cream, your sugar and nothing could ever change this love I have for you.
lovely combination of voices, the Merseys and Nothing Could Change This Love. I mentioned that the Merseys made the top 10 with Sorrow. Well, I'm going to play Sorrow now, but not in the version you'd expect. We're going to hear the version that the Merseys originally recorded, on which they were backed by Jimmy Page on lead guitar, John Paul Jones on bass guitar, Jack Bruce on upright bass, and Clem Cattini of the Tornadoes on drums. That's quite a lineup, especially as Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones became part of Led Zeppelin. However, the record company thought that Sorrow needed a big band sound, and so the Merseys recorded the song again. This is your opportunity to hear the original version, the Merseys and all those famous people with Sorrow. Great stuff, don't you think? The Merseys with Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones and the original recording of Sorrow from 1966. Let's move on a couple of years now for Easy Squeezy by The Foremost, which was produced by Eric Stewart of 10cc. The Foremost had hits with Hello Little Girl, I'm in Love and A Little Loving in the early 60s, but 5 years later their name just didn't sell records. They recorded for a succession of labels, and one of their best tracks never got released at all. This is The Foremost and Easy Squeezy.
Easy squeezy.
Easy Squeezy from The Foremost. The Foremost had a lot of comedy in their act, but the funniest group to emerge from Merseyside was Scaffold. I'm delighted to play you one of their unreleased tracks called Promiscuity. Back in the 60s, this lyric would have been too controversial for release. Promiscuity, promiscuity, it's not a sin or a vice. I don't do it because it is bad. I do it because it is nice. Anyway, here it is, Scaffold with Promiscuity. The lyrics are by Roger McGough and the Liverpool poet Sidney Hodders, and the music is by Mike McGear.
If you're feeling glum 'cause you like some drum, then this is the way to add spice. Any doubts you have will just fade away. Please try it, you'll find it is nice. Promiscuity, promiscuity, tisn't a sin or a vice. I don't really know if it's good for me, I just do it because it is nice.
It's the joy of joy for the girls and boys, keeps you fit, it's a fine exercise. So I keep in training at least once a day, but given a chance, prefer twice.
Promiscuity, promiscuity, tisn't a sin or a vice. I don't really know if it's good for me, I just do it because it is nice.
Can't get my wife to see, she just don't agree, thinks I'm a bit of a louser. I love them, I leave them, and no one complains. It's great to be promiscuous.
Ouch. Promiscuity, promiscuity, tisn't a sin or a vice. I don't really know if it's good for me, I just do it because it is nice.
When the vicar called, how we yelled and bawled, and kicked up one hell of a fuss. And so we sang him a song of songs, now he is promiscuous.
Promiscuity, promiscuity, tisn't a sin or a vice. I don't really know if it's good for me, I just do it because it is nice. Do it because it is nice. Because it is nice. Do it because it is nice.
Scaffold and Promiscuity. And now on to one of the more eccentric Merseybeat bands, The Undertakers. They had a wild, uninhibited stage act, but they were also very good musicians who never really came over on record. They had trouble in getting their record company, Pye, to release what they wanted. Here's a track that never made it to the shops. The Undertakers and their version of a Smokey Robinson song, What's So Good About Goodbye.
Tell me.
The Undertakers from 1964 with What's So Good About Goodbye. And here they are a couple of years later with another unreleased track, this time their version of the Sam and Dave song, Hold On, I'm Coming.
Don't you ever feel sad, lean on me when the times are bad, when the day comes, when you are down, when you got troubles, you got to drown.
The Undertakers with Hold On, I'm Coming. The original lead vocalist with The Undertakers was Jackie Lomax. He left the group and pursued a solo career. He was signed by the Beatles to the Apple label, and you may remember Sour Milk Sea, which was written by George Harrison. Well, I've got a little gem from those Apple days. It's Jackie Lomax with a song that he wrote himself called Going Home to Liverpool, and he's backed on it by George Harrison on lead guitar, Billy Preston on keyboards, Billy Kinsley on bass, and Pete Clark of the Escorts on drums. Quite a lineup. This then, for the first time in public, is Going Home to Liverpool by Jackie Lomax.
Yeah.
something you've never heard before. Jackie Lomax with George Harrison and Billy Preston on Going Home to Liverpool. And now it's time for me to be going home too. I hope you've enjoyed the unreleased Mersey Beat, and I'd welcome your comments, as I'd like to try and get some of these tracks officially released. I'd also like to present another show like this, and so if you played in a Mersey Beat band and you've got some tracks in your attic, please let me know. That's Spencer Lee at BBC Radio Merseyside. And before I go, I'd like to thank Mike Johnston, who's done a wonderful job in making these old tracks suitable for airplay. Now, I mentioned that Billy Kinsley played bass on that Jackie Lomax record. In 1963, he left the Mersey Beats for a short while, and he came home to Liverpool to get married. While he was here, he formed a new band called the Kinsleys. Nothing by the Kinsleys was ever issued, but I'm delighted to be able to play you something by this band, the Kinsleys, and goodbye. So it's goodbye from me and goodbye from them. Cheerio.
Took one look at you, and then my heart is broken too, because that what I told you was goodbye. How I wish that I had never told you. I wish that things had stayed just as they were. Memories of times we had, and now just leave me feeling sad. How I regret the way I said goodbye. I need your loving, yes I do. You take me back, I think of you. I miss your arms around me, Dad. I want your kisses every single night. Maybe someday we'll be back together.
Together.
But all my crying is nothing in vain. We can get married and settle down. Or you can wear a ring and a wedding gown. Or we can just laugh at the way we said goodbye. I need your loving, yes I do. You send me back, I beg of you. I miss your arms around me tight. I want your kisses every single night. Maybe someday we'll be back together.
Together.
But all my crying is nothing.